Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Today I want to talk about flash in the pan business success. I see this happen a lot. I see a lot of people flooding into the online marketing space or just like into the online space, flooding your feed with like their new, they're the greatest, latest and greatest business coach. And they're like filling your feed with all of their stuff, just heavy on this, on the promotion, heavy on their visibility in groups, heavy on everything. And you're like, Jesus, this person is fucking everywhere. And then they're gone. I have seen this happen, I can't even say, probably thousands of times over the past, 7 years since I've been more heavily involved in the online space, and 15 years of business, really. I've seen people come and go faster than you can fucking say come and go. And I've seen people do that. I've seen people build this, like shout at people constantly, like saturating themselves in groups, making sure they're visible as fuck, and building a kind of successful business short term or not. And then they just kind of, it gets too much, it's not sustainable, and they disappear. I just can't tell you how many times I have seen this happen. For me, I guess it's been a little bit the opposite. I've had a successful business for 15 years, but I've also experienced a lot of, things that didn't work. I have experienced failure, big failure. I have experienced success. I have experienced what it's like to not want to show up, but show up anyway. I have been in the position where I was just like, fuck, I don't want to hear myself ever speak again. Shut up. You're just annoying. Why would anyone want to watch you or listen to you? You know, what you're saying is just so trite. I go through these phases where I really want to be spiritual and like have really profound shit to say. And then I go through these phases where it's like, oh, fucking shut up. You know, I feel like these are, we evolve as people, as business owners, as podcasters, as humans, we are in a constant state of learning and growth and evolution. And over the years, I've had so many different messages. I've had the success, you being your own success story, I guess, like defining what success is for you. I've had the whole creativity and mental health thing going on. And now back into podcasting, I've had like a variation of messages. I mean, they've all been really connected to figuring out who you are and using your voice to change the world, I guess, in some ways, not necessarily change the world, but speak your truth, express yourself, as you are. And that's really been the underlying theme of everything that I've done. Maybe besides the voiceover work, though that was a catalyst for me to really find my voice, right? And I think this is the thing, not enough people give themselves the permission to allow themselves to evolve and grow. Not a lot of people give themselves the permission to ease into things. And not a lot of people are willing to stick around when shit does get hard. I believe for every one successful business person, there's five out there at least that are really struggling, and you'd have no idea because they, from the outside in, it looks like they're kicking goals, but they're actually not. And it's just not sustainable, and it leads to this flash in the pan kind of thing where you're looking around and you're thinking everyone else is really successful and you're failing. I've definitely experienced that feeling of like, God, everyone else is winning and here I am not winning and I'm doing everything right. I'm you know, I'm saying the right things, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and it's just not working. The funny thing is, the moment I let go of all the rules of the things that I thought I had to do and gave myself permission to do business in ways that felt really good, and the moment that I actually totally surrendered to the fact that if I had to get a job, I would, things started to shift. And now I'm in this place where I'm really excited about what the future holds, because there is so much exciting shit happening in my business at the moment, through with Frequency, with my corporate podcasting clients that I'm working with. I've just started to just taken on another, national company that I'm going to be working with on a show. And shit is going really fucking well business-wise. And I think it's because I've had so much highs and lows that I'm able to ride out the waves now. And I understand that there are waves to creation and there are waves to life and there are ways to prosperity and there are waves, you know, we're constantly riding waves and waves ebb and flow. So sometimes we're going to be in a cash flow crisis and sometimes we're going to be swimming around in cash. And there's going to be times where we're feeling really inspired and times where it feels like a really hard slog. And there's going to be times, you know, so it's like this constant like ebb and flow of life. And I feel like maybe the flash in the pan success kind of people aren't built or haven't had enough experience in the failure side of things to stick around when the going gets tough. And I'm not saying we have to stick around, right? Because taking an out is equally as fine. What I think is lacking in this space is transparency around that. People just go quiet and they're gone. You know, when I started podcasting, there were a group of podcasters who were doing really well, Aussies. And of all of them, I think there's maybe two of us still podcasting, but the rest have completely disappeared. And I think that's a real shame. And I think that doesn't help people get a solid understanding as to, I don't know, I just don't think it's very transparent. I feel like if you're going to walk away and it's not working for you, then it's worth at least being honest about that for those people who also haven't been able to make it work. I haven't been able to make it work a lot of times. I'm in a situation now after 15 years of being in business where I'm now back on a success wave. I mean, I've had a few success waves throughout my journey, but I'm back on one now. And totally know that that a wave can crash at any moment. So I'm just here for the ride, for the ebb and flow. I'm also here with the intention of opportunities coming to me with ease. But I also recognize, that we are in this constant state of flux. And while I'm riding the wave of success, I'm going to be fully riding the wave of success, and I'm going to be in the place of success. But as you know, when I'm not in the place of success, I'm also really honest about that. I'm also really honest about when it's not working for me, when I'm having a real tough go of it. When you have been here for all of this shit, right? Like you have been here for the failures. You have been here for the, if you haven't, you can go back through the catalogue and not too far ago, you will find, you know, some huge moments of come to my knees, please help me kind of shit that I went through. Transparency is what lacks in this space. And so is honesty. And so is integrity. And so is authenticity. Like these are things that I feel are few and far between. And I guess like from my experience of the last few months, I guess before then I wasn't really sure if this approach to business that didn't involve scarcity and didn't involve fear, because let's face it, when you're writing a sales page or you're pitching for a sale and you are doing scarcity, that is because there is scarcity within you. I just want to be brutally open that conversation up, because if you weren't if you weren't coming from a place of scarcity, you wouldn't need to sell from scarcity. And I wondered if it was possible not to sell from scarcity, not to do the sleazy shit and try and, you know, like get people in, make assumptions about who they are and what they want from me. I wasn't 100% sure if business could even be done that way. But now I am certain of it. Now I am certain that we can give people more benefit of the doubt. We can allow them to make empowered decisions for themselves. We don't have to go the really hard sell. Yes, it can be a longer journey, but it's a more sustainable version of success than the other option, which is just totally coming from fear. You need to see me. You need to see me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at what I'm selling. You need it. You need it. You need it. You want it. You want it. You need it. You need it. Like, that is going to lead to flash in the pan success, not long-term success. What leads to long-term success is doing business from a place of transparency, honesty, integrity, and authenticity. That is how we're going to have long-term success. And in the meantime, we fucking ride the waves. Ride the waves. All right, that's it from me today. Bit of a ranty one. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.